Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31. Narada instructs the Prachetas. Text 19. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Santushtyayena kenava. Santushtyayena kenava. Sarvendriyopa shantayacha. Sarvendriyopa shantayacha. Tushyati ashu janardanaha. Tushyati ashu janardanaha. Dayaya, by showing mercy. Sarva bhuteshu, to all living entities. Santushtya, by being satisfied. Yena kenava, somehow or other. Sarva indriya, all the senses. Upashyantya, by controlling. Cha, also. Tushyati, becomes satisfied. Ashu, very soon. Janardanaha, the Lord of all living entities. Translation. By showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. Purport of His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Those are some of the ways in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotees. The first item mentioned is Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu, showing mercy to all conditioned souls. The best way to show mercy is to spread Krishna consciousness. The entire world is suffering for want of this knowledge. People should know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of everything. Knowing this, everyone should directly engage in his devotional service. Those who are actually learned, advanced in spiritual understanding should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world so that people may take to it and make their life successful. The word Sarva Bhuteshu is significant because it applies not only to human beings but to all the living entities appearing in the 1,400,000 species of life. Yeah? Oh, yeah, 8 million. Little 7 million more. The devotee can do good not only to humanity, how is this word? Humanity. Yeah. but to all living entities as well. Everyone can benefit spiritually by the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna is sounded, even the trees, animals, and insects benefit. Thus, when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, he actually shows mercy to all living entities. To spread the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, the devotee should be satisfied in all conditions. Narayana Partha Sarva Nakunta Shana Bibayati Svarga Pavarga Narakeshu Api Bulyarta Dashinah. Sorry. Bhagavatam 6, 17, chapter 28, verse. Is thus not matter to the pure devotee if he has to go to hell to preach. The Supreme Lord lives in the heart of a hawk, although the Lord is in Vaikuntha. Even while preaching in hell, a pure devotee remains a pure devotee. By his constant association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To attain this state, one has to control his senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu santushtya yena kenava sarvendriyo pashyantya cha tushyati ashu janardanaha. By showing more mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. Mama Ganati Mirandasya, Janardana Shalakaya, Chakshulimitam, Yanata Smaishi Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Namabhistam Stapitam Yana Bhutale Svayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dino, Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kantara, Dakanta, Namastute, Tapta, Kanchanya, Gaurangi, Rade, Vrindavaneshvari, Vishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Haripraye, Vancha, Kalpata, Rubyascha, Kripa, Sindhbya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo, Namaha, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadar, Shri Vasadi, Gaur, Bhakta, Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Amagyanati Mirandasya, Jamasak Krishna, 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 ask for blessing from all devotees, older devotees, for just blessings for saying some in collect together way. Actually, Prabhupada in purport is saying many things about preaching to not only human beings but also to animals. But we can a little bit concentrate on actually preaching and topic of preaching. Yesterday Jayabhadra Mataji was mentioned something about distributing books and she actually was not so satisfied from the way what this was done. Actually, I have similar experience. We was learning some mantras, some learning some enthusiasm, and we was buying people by this actually. But it's much better when we're making friendship with this persons, and we have the person for all life, not only for a moment when we're getting book. Actually, I have one kind of accident. This was centennial of Prabhupada, and in Poland we change volume of money. We cut 3 or 4 zeros, and people was not actually conscious. This is like I was saying, of course, the lower prime means the after evaluation, the quote, and it's only this. And then the lady took 3 books and she realized this, opened loudly door, and he cheat me, I don't want these books, This was, mantra was like, okay, we just, this book is so good, this and this famous person was reading this book, so you have to take this. It's like, was hypnotizing people. And she took, but she realized later, she don't want. She just was in moment like kind of, okay, nice guy, enthusiastic. And my friend, Patita Pavana Prabhu, disciple of Sachinandan Maharaj, he was going on other side of staircase, and she just catch him and, hey guy, give me back money, take back this books. And Patita Pavana Prabhu was saying, it's not me. Anyway, you look the same like him. And you have the same book, so you have to give me money back. and Patita Pavana Prabhu, with really sad face, because his quote will be lower, he gave back the book to this lady. This was in big building, like, you know, 15 levels or something like that. And yeah, they had key for the yeah, elevator, so we couldn't use this because so I have to go on staircase. And he just sat and go up 2-3 levels and knocking to one door. And lady was opening like a surprise. Wow, you have Vedas. I won't. Come. and just he went inside. And she took like 5-7 books and some contact, and just this was. So we can see the difference between this poor lady who was cheated by me and this nice person who was interested about knowledge, about getting books, and it's completely different mood. So that the lady came also visit temple, and this was like, She became really, really interested about Krishna consciousness. And I didn't see this lady who I cheated. Even I think I don't will like see her, or probably she don't will like see me, because she will just beat me. And is actually I like that this mood. I would like learn getting friendship with people, and we have really great opportunity for preaching in this way here in Kastel, in Radadesh. And for especially now, we will have many, many French guests. And if they will see how we cooperate with each other, what is really desire of Prabhupada, he's saying, by showing how you cooperate with each other, you're showing love to myself. I paraphrase it anyway. So This is the point, and we can really make some amazing thing, because if people coming here, they just, you know, husband say to wife, no, I'm staying here, you go home, I'm staying here, I like this place, I just staying here, I don't going back. Are you staying with me? Or of course it's not so nice, but anyway, this can happen like in old time of when was Lord Chaitanya, or even before when was Lord Chaitanya, was Srinivas Pandit, who have today, I wanted to sing Polish Stolat. Happy birthday to you. Anyway, when on his time, he was really, really nice associate with Advaita Acharya and with his two brothers. Somebody remember names of brothers? Can help me? They was making really, really enthusiastic kirtan in his house, what was later also continued when Lord Chaitanya was coming on this world. Then there was really three of them, they make really beautiful, wonderful, ecstatic kirtan. And this was disturbed actually to members of village, because most of them was atheistic, and they was afraid from Muslims. So they wanted uproot house of Srinivas Acharya and throw in Ganges. And Advaita Acharya was really not happy from this, and that moment he decides call Lord Chaitanya on this planet. Because he said nobody else like Krishna can deal with these rascals. And it's like if you're going anyway, in Jagannath Puri or in Mayapur or Navadvip, you can see some paintings where really like Jagai and Madai, they was dealing with people really in cruel way. And people was really, really, terrorized by persons like them. So Advaita Acharya said, enough. We need Krishna here, and Krishna can deal with them. So this showing like this is really nice family atmosphere, everybody taking care of each other. What was actually show even more later when Lord Chaitanya was coming, Srinivas Acharya and his wife, somebody remember her name? Mithila? Maybe. They was like second parents of Lord Chaitanya. And this is amazing thing, like the culture in India, especially that time, now it's a little bit less, was like teaching people, showing people like very important be really good and nice to each other, be like in family mood. Then even is mentioned like Srinivas Acharya was maintaining members of family, not because they was members of family, but because they was Lord Chaitanya's servants. Therefore, and like anyway, still you can go to India and you can see how close to each other the houses of the neighbors. They really like you can give hands or give salt or whatever what you're missing through a window. It's really, really, really close. So the relationship is really, really important. And if you have members in India, now less and less, you have more members of family. Because children in India are going from one to each other, to other house, and they want something, and the completely not their parents, the neighbors just giving to them, taking care of them like of own children. And actually the same things was in 80, 100 years ago in Europe. Like you have to go somewhere on village to make some shopping, some market, whatever. You could peacefully leave the children with some neighbors, and they was really taking care, making some big sandwiches with cheese and bread, was like that. And so this love and trust was there. So this is what actually we can learn from the culture of India, and is like actually we're a little bit suffering on this Western part of the world, because even, okay, the relationship between parents and children really important, but also Indians, like, we can go and see kirtan in Radha in Krishna Balaram Mandir, or I've been in Tirupati, and brahmachari keeping together, and they keeping hands like that. And this is like, first some Westerners coming, and they okay? They don't have too close relationship? No. It's exactly no. Because it's all these needs for emotional needs, boys just dealing with each other. So what is really amazing, and especially in kirtan. Kirtan is so powerful, and if you're touching others, you feel the energy going, and it's really nice. So I personally learn a lot in India from this kind of... But I saw, like, myself, and I was surprised. It's like boys going on the street, they embracing each other, keeping hands, and it's like... But this is really helpful in later ages, like we're getting married and this and that, and we're looking in different kind of relationship with wife, because all this stuff was fulfilled before. So, yeah. And Prabhupada in the purport is saying about the preaching for, like, yeah, it was actually touching the preaching to humans, but also preaching to or other living entities, like from 8 million not 400,000 species of life. And then we have is amazing, actually quite amazing story with Arjuna and Krishna, because, like, actually this is also touching the last part of the purport, when we have to be pure devotee, and pure devotee is not disturbed from anything, is hell or heaven, whatever. But be pure devotee means be humble. Means be a really humble person. Lower than grass on street, and also we can in this condition we can chanting Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we can go back to Arjuna and Krishna. Because if Krishna loves somebody, if somebody has some doubts about be proud or became, Krishna really meshing his friend, his devotee. Because he loves, and this proudness is really not proper quality for making progress in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. So Arjuna was thinking like that. Well, I'm so great because I got, how to say, direct preaching from Krishna on Kurukshetra. And I'm Gyani. And Krishna just... Even that time Krishna was driving Arjuna chariot. This was after Kurukshetra. And then Krishna is in heart of everybody. So it's like Paramatma, in Janardhan, what is also other name of Paramatma. And he knew, oh, Arjuna. And Krishna arranged some situation. And they was driving the chariot, they was going by the chariot, and they saw some jackal, some kind of wolf or jackal. And next to the jackal was dead body. And the jackal was smelling every part of body of this unlife person. Then Arjuna was thinking, ah, he's murk, foolish guy. Because this corpus actually is his breakfast, lunch, whatever, is his meal. And why he's running around? What with him? He's murk, foolish. But I'm Gyani. And Krishna stopped the chariot, and Hey, my dear jackal, what's going on? Why are you smelling? Why are you not eating this dead body? And jackal was saying, I know, this is my fault, but I'm so low in this 8,400,000 species of life. I'm really fallen, and I cannot do any service for you, for Krishna. I cannot go in temple, but I'm just smelling feet of this person. If somebody was even going at least once to the temple, I can smell this. I can smell dust of the temple room, and I'm satisfied from this. Then if I smell his hands, and if the hands was eating prasadam, I can feel this. If the eyes saw deities, I can feel that. If head was bowing in the temple, I can feel this. And I'm eating just only this part of the body. That way I can make some progress. And Arjuna was in shock. He's not murk. I'm murk. I was proud. And no, he's really not murk. So this is like that is actually a few other story about, like, also this was or Yamanuja Acharya, who can help me, or whatever, somebody else, when they had some meal, some prasadam, and was somehow or other the remnants of the Acharya went to the river, and there was fishes, and they took the remnants and they just developed four arms forms and go to Vaikuntha. And students was Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Gauranitai ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So they were surprised, what's going on? All the time we're just eating this Mahaprasadam and nothing, no any four hands. And the fishes just go, just became liberated. And our Acharya said, it's one difference, because they took the prasadam with pure conscience, without offending anybody, whatever, so therefore they developed this. So this is other story, like really, really, generally, Prabhupada is preaching about chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but the point is like we can really help to others by good dealing with others, good dealing with animals. We have to not speak about cows. Anyway, then is some other also. Yeah. Because Prabhupada is mentioned, the pure devotee is peaceful even in the hell. And this is also, I have one story connected with preaching and yeah, whatever, I can say the story. This is about Dasharat Maharaj, father of Ramachandra. When he passed away, when he was really in big pain from how to say, not being together with his separation with his sons, actually. He passed away, but when he was going back to his above, it's like spiritual. So he was passing by hell, but he felt something not good there, some really not proper vibration there. And he approached Yamaraj and he said, can I help to this person? Because I feel very suffering. Yeah, you can offer some pious activities of your. And he said, okay. So take the best pious activity for them and I will offer. And Yamaraj was taking just one sincere chanting of name of Ram. And then, what's happened? All hell was liberated. Just so, this is power of holy name, and of pious activities. What we can have. And anyway, we can say some other story about similar situation. When this is about first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, was one Brahman who was really proud. He was collecting money and even collecting leaves and selling this, and was keeping money, and he was not good with, like, really, really not well with everybody. He was dealing with not proper way with others. And then he became next life the donkey, and the owner of donkey was really cruel with this poor donkey, because he was putting huge, like you can see in India, lots of luggage for the donkey, the cart or whatever, and the donkey was really, really suffering. Oh, could be bull, whatever, bull, yeah, this was ox. Well, we have cows on the lecture, oxen. And then the ox was, could be bull. Bull was really suffering, and the owner was putting on him too much this lot, the how to say, stuff in the cart. On just he left body. And everybody around was really compassionate to this bull. And everybody was saying, okay, if I have any pious activities, I giving to this bull. And then everybody was saying, and there was prostitute. And she was saying, she was like, if I have some pious activity, I will like give to this bull as well. And bull just went to Yamaraj above, and then Yamaraj was saying, okay, guy, now you're free from all your sinful reaction from all your lives in this earth planet. And this person was really amazed. How this? Why I got this benefit? Because of this prostitute. So he took again body of Brahman, and he really, till he start walking and understand something, because he could understand and remember his previous life. And he remembered this, what say to him, told to him Yamaraj. And he went to look for this prostitute. And he just asked this, dear lady, this dear pious lady, which kind of pious activity you had? I was the bull, you just liberate me from my really horrible condition. And he said, actually, whatever I have, I think from this parrot, with chanting some mantras, and then the parrot was saying also, yeah, I also was Brahman in previous life, and I was learned, but I was so proud. And therefore I got this parrot body. And when I got the parrot bird, I've been in some Gurukul, and I learned the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and just I reciting this, and I doing this now. And this is our actually pious activity was. And actually, nobody remember name of this Brahmana, whatever. Three of them was continued the chanting of the Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, and they got go back to Krishna. So this is really, really important how we are, how we dealing with others, because this is really, really real preaching. Not by enthusiasm, what I was saying, I could cheat the lady with the book. Not with, like really, we became nice family, nice relationship, and people, even wife and husband, will like stay here in this castle. And we'll have many, many devotees. Because actually we can ask question, which kind of people we calling, or we attract. We can see. Sometimes it's quite. Of course, everybody have to get mercy of Krishna, but we were speaking with Rasamandala Prabhu about this after former lecture, and if we can really attract the science and the professor, our position will be completely different, and we a little bit kind of still hippie style, and this people who suffering, and we still yet not attracting people who really they stable in their life, and they know what to do. But if we will surprise them about our really real enthusiasm and our devotional service, they will be really attracted, and they will just come here. This, like, before was love for Prabhupada. Everybody was really enthusiastic. And then we had heavy swamis who was really screwing us, and it was like, okay, good. But now it's completely different time. So we can change of heart, what many times Prabhupada is mentioned in actually, I love really Nectar of Instruction, and then our Utsaha, Nishcharyat, Daryat, all these things, people will see. If this will be like nature, not how I learned the Sankirtan mantras with some enthusiasm, but this was not proper, not real. Other hand is like Prabhupada is saying, if somebody is somebody doing the same, repeat or something, if doing this with some kind of lower gunas, but still we're repeating Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, so we're changing and this and that, but still we can help to this process and to us by change of heart. And then we will become pure devotees. Because this is actually goal, our goal. Became pure devotee, which for who it doesn't matter. It's in hell or heaven, and it's like Dasharat Maharaj, he was next to the hell, and he was just by his even pure chanting one of name of Ram, he was liberated the whole hell. And this is actually goal of our life. Do you agree? Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Some comments, how to say, correcting, or I don't know, or realizations of this touching points. What about the cows? I'm so happy because the question came. I was mentioned a few times, cow. Actually, yeah, I was mentioned, like, cows really is, I was mentioned already a few times, is two services which burning our sins and changing our qualities is service for Tulsi Maharani, Tulsi Devi, then service for the cows. And if we're doing this, it's like, I can repeat again the two qualities what I know. When you're taking care of cows, yeah, I said I'm looking for the book for no more these qualities, but two is nice, is what I know, is ekatva and anukulya. Ekatva means your heart became more close to others. You see others like own person. And other, anukulya, is by your deeds you satisfying other persons. This is just because of taking care of cows. And it's many other things. If you drinking or putting on yourself water from horns of which was baiting mother cow, you also purifying your sins. And anyway, if somebody want, I don't want to take time, but I have some nice book about that. Humanity and cows is like they like for each other or something, just yeah, whatever. So it's better don't ask, because I can speak and speak about God. Yeah. But it's really, I see on myself, it's like I have experience, it's like it's working this. Even sometimes I'm my hair standing from the fear, it's like and purifying, and sometimes it's like, especially mind is like balloon which is not proper, air is not exactly on whole balloon, but you're putting the balloon in your fingers and this balloon is going like that, so mind is like that, because all these things is like you're going further, more further to more close to Krishna, but mind doesn't like this at all. But this means it's good. Good process. It's like curing some disease. It's like you have the how this name of this, when you have to take sugar candy, and this is, yeah, jaundice. You don't like, but this is sweet, and this is the same like with chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And I was yesterday in BLS, and it's one book of Gaur Govinda Swami, and he said, if you will chant pure Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will get darshan of Shyama Sundar, or Govinda, or Gopinath. Just let's chant pure. This will take some time. I wish to you all this pure chanting. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Yes, one more. About devotees. Yeah, in Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna is saying, I think to Uddhava, if somebody worshipping me on altar but don't care about devotees, it's not my devotee. So it's like Krishna love. Actually all devotees are brahmanas, so it's like brahmanyado, the mantra for offering, everybody know. Namo brahmanya devaya brahmanya hitaya chadagat hitaya Krishna govindaya namo namaha. So Krishna is really appreciate and he love cows and brahmanas. So all devotees are brahmanas. Of course, don't mixing with this. We really brahmanas and we cannot cleaning toilets. Once Ayendra Prabhu, he had dream with Prabhupada. Prabhupada came to him and said, you know, nobody is cleaning toilet in Krishna Balaram Mandir. And Ayendra, yeah, I know that. I will do something with that. But he forgot. And again, Prabhupada came to him, nobody cleaning toilets in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Yeah. I remember. You was before and then I will cleaning. But somehow other he forgot. And to Krishna Balaram Mandir coming guy who is on some kind of top of some commission of cleanliness. And he said, you know, I like you guys, but I have some knowledge about, is it proper? I know something about your toilets in your ashram. They not clean. And Ayendra Prabhu, yes, I will do something with that. And wait, the guy went and he just jumped on bathroom toilets and he was cleaning by his own self. So Brahmana is like that, devotee. Devotee living place more clean than was before. This is actually quality of devotee. Thank you so much. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai.